This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, well, the Detroit Lions have a new head coach. It's Matt Patricia, the now former Patriots defensive coordinator. And joining us now to break this all down is Jeremy Reisman from SB Nation, covers the Lions for Pride of Detroit. You can follow him on Twitter at Pride of Detroit. Jeremy, thanks for taking some time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Anytime. So, hey, this press conference, pretty interesting. You saw Matt Patricia. He put the pencil on behind his ear like he usually does when he's coaching. He did have a little bit of a haircut, but he's pretty funny. I mean, he was talking about electric football. He was talking about Star Wars, all these type of things. What were your first impressions of Patricia?
I was pretty impressed. He did come off as a little bit nervous, but I think that's kind of to be expected for a first-time head coach. In general, though, I think he said a lot of things that Lions fans wanted to hear. Probably the biggest thing that was kind of crowd pleaser was the fact that he said he plans on bringing a scheme that's non-specific. So he doesn't have a 3-4 or 4-3 in mind. He has to look and see what the Lions roster looks like first and what it will look like after free agency and the draft before he makes that decision. But that's kind of something that I think Lions fans have been frustrated with over the years, that they're not using their players to their best abilities. And I think with Patricia, they're going to get that.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jeremy. And we've seen the Patriots for so many years do that. Bill Belichick will go from a 4-3 to a 3-4, back to a 4-3, all those type of things. So Matt Patricia's certainly taken that from Bill Belichick. All right, what did Matthew Stafford, has he commented on the hire yet? What do you think he feels about this?
That's a good question. He's not very much of a public person, so, you know, we don't have any tweets or Instagram posts to look over, and he hasn't stepped in front of the media or anything. So we don't really know whatsoever. One thing Patricia did that we know will keep Matthew Stafford happy is that he's keeping Jim Bob Cooter, the offensive coordinator, around. Right. Stafford said during the exit interviews this year that he wanted Jim Bob Cooter around another year, and he's going to get it. Matt Patricia did say that he called Matthew Stafford, who was ironically, it was his birthday when Matt Patricia was officially hired, his 30th birthday. So they've spoken, but Stafford hasn't said publicly what he's thought of the hire, and we didn't really expect him to because he's just not that much of a public person.
We're talking with Jeremy Reisman from Pride of Detroit. Follow him on Twitter at Pride of Detroit. That is an affiliation of SB Nation, of course. Hey, Jeremy, was there any backlash, so to speak? Were the fans a little deflated at all? I don't mean to use that as a pun, but after the Patriots lost that Super Bowl and the defense was horrible for the Patriots in that game, were Lions fans hesitant at all after that or no?
For sure. I mean, the NFL is a reactionary league. I think fan bases across all 32 teams are a little reactionary. So when you get dropped 40-some points on in the Super Bowl, it doesn't tend to look well, and you get teased by a bunch of the national guys. But I think most people who've looked at his body of work kind of realize, you know, this isn't something to panic about. You know, the Vikings two weeks before had just gotten pummeled by the exact same Eagles offense. So I think if you pull back and look at the whole scheme of things, there's not too much to worry about, but you never like to see your new coach kind of get pummeled like that right before he comes to town.
All right, this Lions team obviously needs to hit some home runs in the draft, maybe in free agency as well, and specifically with the running back position, last in the NFL last year in rushing yards per game. And look, he's coming from the Patriots. Maybe Deion Lewis is a consideration, but do you expect an upgrade at the running back position, and will that be free agency or through the draft or maybe both?
I think it might be both. General Manager Bob Quinn said in his presser a month ago that he definitely plans on adding a running back at some point this offseason, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're giving up on Amir Abdullah, but he was certainly a big disappointment in 2017. The Lions also did bring in a new offensive line coach, which probably means a completely refigured running scheme. But yeah, I would absolutely expect him to add probably one in both, and I think Deion Lewis is definitely a candidate there in free agency, but I would expect the Lions to probably draft a running back in the first four rounds of this upcoming draft as well.
Jeremy, why has that been such a problem? Because it seems like ever since Matthew Stafford took over as the Lions quarterback, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the offensive coordinator has been, they just have not been able to figure out that position. I guess it goes all the way back to Barry Sanders.
It really does. It really does. You know, the Lions haven't had a 100-yard rusher in a game since Reggie Bush, and that I think, four years ago. So, yeah, in a single game, the Lions haven't had a 100-yard rusher, and it's been a multitude of reasons. I think prior to the Jim Caldwell era, they just weren't spending enough resources on the offensive line, And then when Jim Caldwell did come to town, they started spending a lot of draft picks and even some free agency ammo on offensive line. But if you look at the career of Jim Caldwell, he's never really had a running game. He's struggled to develop one, and I don't know if the blame is to be put on him. A lot of people put the blame on offensive line coach Ron Prince, who they fired this year. But whatever it is, they just haven't been able to get it all together. And I'm kind of the ilk that you have to fix the offensive line more than anything. And, I mean, you just look at the way the Patriots build. They kind of shuffle through running backs every year. I think the Lions could do something similar if they get the offensive line and the blocking schemes in order before spending, a first-round draft pick on someone like Saquon Barkley.
We're chatting with Jeremy Reisman from SB Nation's Pride of Detroit. Follow him on Twitter, at Pride of Detroit. All right, specifically on the defensive side of the football now, Ziggy Ansah, of course, the big-time free agent, has had a lot of injuries. At times, he shows flashes of being a great player. A couple of years ago, he's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. What do you expect the Lions to do with Ansah?
Considering defensive line is such a weakness right now, I think they might be forced into using the franchise tag on the guy. He showed towards the end of the year, once he was finally off the injury report in 2017, that he can be a real force. He had 6 sacks in the final 2 games of the season, 12 total in 2017. So if they can get a season out of him where he's actually healthy, and, he's also getting up there in age, I think he's 28 or 29 years old, I think it'd be worth it, even though the franchise tag is probably going to cost the Lions $17, $18 million, which is a lot of money to be spending on someone who's had that many injuries in his career. But they need to add at least a defensive end, one defensive end, probably early in the draft. And if they let Ziggy go, then it's probably 2 that they need to add.
Jeremy, when you look at this roster right now, and I'm sure you got plenty of it at prideofdetroit.com, but when you look at the free agency and you look at the draft, where are the positions that they really need to upgrade?
Well, first is definitely along that defensive line. Not only do they need a defensive end, but they could really use a pass rusher from inside the line. So that's why a lot of people, I think, are really excited about a guy like Vita Vea in the first round. But I think most of the resources are really going to be spent on defense. The Lions have 2 young linebackers. They could really use a veteran guy who they might add in free agency. And then there's a couple questions at cornerback, too. They have 2 free agents. Nevin Lawson and DJ Hayden, who both kind of split time as the number 2 corner in 2017, so they could be adding a guy like that. Malcolm Butler has had his name thrown around a little bit, especially since he might be a little discontent there in New England after the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if the Lions are going to spend that much resources on a cornerback like that, but it's a name to be thrown out there. And then the one thing on the offensive side of the ball, besides those running backs that we talked about, is either a center or a left guard. Because Travis Swanson, the starting center from 2017, didn't play that well and then had his season cut short for the 2nd year in a row with concussions. And there's kind of concerns to whether his career could be over in Detroit.
A couple more minutes with Jeremy Reisman from SB Nation, Pride of Detroit there, prideofdetroit.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Pride of Detroit. Jeremy, it's interesting, Matthew Stafford, somebody still without a playoff win in his career. You can look at it and say, he has not had a lot of great rosters to work with throughout his career. But what's the perception of Stafford there in Detroit from the fan base?
It's kind of split. I would say about 80% of fans are the greatest quarterback in the Lions history. It would be crazy to get rid of him. As soon as we get him the defense, he's going to be competing in the Super Bowls or, conference championships, that sort of thing. And then there's 20% that are very cynical about the whole thing. And, they tout the quarterback win stat, which I'm not much of a fan of. But you're right. I mean, he hasn't won a lot of big games. Outside of playoff games, he doesn't have a very good record against teams with winning records. So I think he still has some to prove, but he's literally coming off his best year. He set a career record in passer rating and yards per attempt last year. His completion percentage is off the charts. And I think just him and Jim Bob Cooter have really kind of figured out what Matthew Stafford's good at, and they're doing it. They just kind of need that supporting cast both on defense and in a running game. And I really think this team could really get him those signature wins that his resume really needs.
Yeah, and speaking of Jim Bob Cooter, as you mentioned earlier, it's big for Matt Patricia to keep him around running the offense as well. Do you think it's going to be a situation where Matt Patricia just says to Jim Bob Cooter, hey, you've been here for a while, you've obviously had some success with Matthew Stafford, you just take care of the offense, worry about that, and I'll take care of the defense, where it's kind of just like, hey, you do your thing offensively, or do you expect some changes?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I certainly came in thinking that was going to be the case, but Matt Patricia in his introductory presser said he's going to have his hand in everything. He said specifically, like, if I want a play called on offense, defense, or special teams, I'm the one that gets to call that in the end. So he's planning on at least being involved somewhat, and he's already kind of put his signature on the offense a little bit with that offensive line hire that they made in place of Ron Prince. So he's going to have a little bit of influence, but I do think the majority of his focus is going to be on the defense. You know, they hired defensive coordinator Paul Pasqualoni as the new guy in town. I kind of think he's at least a little bit of a figurehead. I think Matt Patricia is going to potentially tell him what he wants him to do, and that's what's going to happen. But it'll be interesting to see if he lives up to his word and gives his input significantly on the offensive side of the ball, too.
All right, that's Jeremy Reisman from SB Nation's Pride of Detroit. Follow him on Twitter at Pride of Detroit. Jeremy, thank you so much for the time today. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, interesting stuff there from Jeremy. Yeah, Matt Patricia saying, you know, hey, I'm the head coach now. If I want to make a play call, I can certainly make a play call. And one thing that Matt Patricia is certainly going to want to do offensively is establish a running game, because he knows coming from that Patriot system how important it is to control the pace of the game, control the clock, those type of things. I have to imagine that based on how putrid the Lions have been running the football the past couple of years, that's got to be one of the huge, huge points that Matt Patricia will harp on heading into the offseason. All right, you're listening to Brian Barrett. I'm right here on SB Nation Radio.